Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woo! And this is our moderator, Tiffany.
Woo-hoo! Is she gonna bounce on and say hi?
Sure.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon.
Ooh, you're sounding kind of like Grandma Dolores. Didn't she used to do that? Somebody did that. Who did that? Good
I know
evening.
I used to, but
Oh.
Mom may have too. I don't know.
It seems like, well, anyways, I like
None of
it.
us fall
Keep
far
it.
from that. None of us fall far from that tree. So,
No. No. Guys are awesome.
anyway,
Oh,
yay.
that's good. All
So,
right. So, Julia likes it when all of you guys start shouting out from where you are
I
coming.
love
Where
it.
do you live? Where
I
are you?
love it. Well, and it's important too. I mean, it's not just me getting high on it, which I do. But it's really important because you are lighting up your piece of the grid. That's where you are. And that's showing the energetic grid that's here and what we're doing. And that's important. It's got so many layers of importance that I don't know. I don't even know what they are. I just know that it's important. So it's like, that's a big deal to light up your grid.
Yeah, and I think we can invite Tiffany on to rattle those off because she's got better access to that than I do. Because I'm always like this, and then I watch that later. I'm like, what am I looking at?
Old habits. So, Tiffany, where are people coming from?
We have Panama, Atlanta, Georgia, Central Florida, Las Vegas, Washington, Australia, Chicago, another Australia. Florida, Canada, Washington as well, Arizona,
See?
Maine, Slovenia, California,
Went for you. One
Pennsylvania,
behind you, one in front.
Australia, Canada, Denmark, where it's 2:02 a.m.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
And Slovenia, it's probably somewhere in that vicinity too. You guys amaze me. When you stay up so late, are you just people that love to stay up, or I mean,
Maybe they work nights.
oh
Maybe
that,
for their nighttime entertainment.
yeah, oh maybe.
Yeah.
It's so humbling. I mean, I'm telling you, it's so honoring that you do that. That one, that you're listening to us. That's so cool that you're here with us. And then two, if it's an inconvenient, what I consider an inconvenient time, like in the middle of the night. That's amazing.
You're live, you're chatting, you're listening. We're going to come up with something really brilliant for you tonight, somewhere in this whole thing. It'll be brilliant. So stay tuned, right? That's
Absolutely.
awesome. Thank you, Tiffany. And the places are still coming in, but how cool is that?
It's
And
so cool. I want you all to look at these places. That's for you as much or more than it is for us. Okay. I mean, like I said, I really get off on it, but you need to see where you all are so you can see what this is doing.
yeah.
Yeah, that's something. See, I don't know. They're telling me this is stuff I get to tell you, and I don't always know the reasons. Sometimes I get an idea, but I just know, like I said, it's important. And there's something about when you see this, it's doing something. Do you get any more information on that, Tracy? Because I'm feeling
I'm
something
getting
like.
a, yeah, I get a visual with it. It's kind of like, when you go to an acupuncturist and they put the needles in all over your body. We're the needles, and that's where we're at.
There we go. There we go.
So, yeah,
Yes.
all
Very
the pressure
cool.
points.
Yeah, and there's something about when you see that's what you're doing. You're getting that equivalent, and you
Yeah.
are a needle, and you're being needled.
Ooh. Ooh. The Earth's meridian is getting all of its energy now. Yeah.
Okay, Tracy, what do you know about this lunar eclipse? That's tomorrow.
Oh, I've been really a slacker about looking at
Okay.
that. So I
Well,
don't
I just
know.
know that we have had major technical issues today, like with the shows earlier today. We were crazy stuff is happening. And then in other things too. And someone was saying, well, there is the lunar eclipse, but I looked it up and it's not happening yet. So I didn't know, is there a period before an eclipse that can be affecting things, or is
Yeah.
it could be something else going on, a retrograde of some kind, or I just
Isn't
wondered.
there always a retrograde of some kind?
Think so. I
But
think so.
yeah, I think it's like if it's like a moon cycle, it's the day before, the day of, the day after. There's like a 3-day
Okay.
cycle with that. But of course, just like in Mercury retrograde and all that, you got your shadow period where it's building up. That's the peak point, and then it builds down. So yeah, so if you're already experiencing those kind of technical difficulties, wait until the eclipse shows up.
That's what I'm wondering. It's like, if that's the shadow before.
But you know, I've always, the Mercury in retrograde shadow always seems to, that's how I always know it's coming, because I'm like, all right, this is really, really bad. Like, communication's really off today. Yeah. And then I'll go look it up, and then, yep, sure enough, we just started into the shadow. And it seems to always get me more then, probably yeah. because it's catching me off guard a little bit more.
Right. Can but, someone look that up? Someone that is into this or understands it or knows more about it than us? You know, just, can you look it up or tell us where we are in a cycle of something that can be doing that? Because it was really, we had to stop the Facebook show. It just, we couldn't do it. It just stopped. It was so many issues. We just had to stop.
That's not going to happen tonight.
No, 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 no.
Absolutely not. No, we're just not glowing in bliss and joy mm-hmm. today.
And that's, well, and then when you were talking about the moon things, and I'm like, okay, and I'm asking you these things, and then the other part of me is going, but we manifest. We're the creators. Why are you even letting this dictate anything?
You know what? I wonder what... I think that was about the same time that I was trying to record some videos for YouTube earlier, and the cats were freaking out. They were climbing my curtains. They were doing just, I had to keep stopping it. I must have tried 6 times to get a recording. Finally, I kicked them out and I shut the door, and then everything went, and I could record. But if I'm thinking about that, that was right about the time you guys were probably in that live mm-hmm. feed as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There might have been something going on right then.
There might have been some surge of energy. You know, solar flares can do that to us. Solar flares really.
Well, but I'm looking all these things up. Somebody said eclipse. I'm thinking, okay, solar flares. Look it up, and they said they've been quieter than they've ever been. And I'm like, okay, it's not that. They're really quiet right now.
It's render. Oh my goodness. Well, maybe there was just. Somebody didn't want you to say what you were going to say. I don't know.
That could be too. And we were thinking that as well.
Yeah. It was so powerful. It was too soon for population to know the information.
Maybe. Maybe.
But you can tell it to us now. What were you trying to say?
Well, it was about why we are the way we are. Why are you the way you are? That was the question. That was posed at the beginning. I had no idea what our theme was going to be. And Kaya posed this question. He's like, okay, Julia, why are you the way you are? So Tracy, why are you the way you are?
Well, we designed it that way, right? Like all the things that happen in our life up to this point, push us this way, nudge us that way, you know, encouraging and discouraging and all the things in between, the parents we pick, the siblings we pick, the friends we pick, the jobs we pick, the food we eat, all of it. It all plays into who we are.
Oh, absolutely. And you've talked about the parents. So that was going to be one of the questions was, do you think your childhood has any bearing on how you are now and what you do?
100%.
I think I said 100% as well. And do you think maybe before this life has any bearing on who you
absolutely.
Are
the soup of the soul mixed in, throw it into the Tracy mold and here you go. Yeah, well, and of course it would, because we're taking from those experiences and creating this experience, and we came in to do karma, to take what we've learned and keep growing with it, to do all kinds of things. So yeah
so why would that be a subject? Maybe the group that was there, I don't know, whatever it was, maybe it was an energetic mix. But if you were having issues too, there could have been something overall. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was very, very close to what I said. So, yeah.
No surprise.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever shared this on the show, but Julia and I had a friend that was doing astrology charts. I'm like, give me your astrology. Let's just find out, have them put them together and see why we connect so well. And our charts were almost the same. So
yeah. So two minds. One mind here.
Yeah. There was so much similarity. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, we chose a couple of flavorful differences in our personalities, but for the most part, she was like, "Wow, you guys really have the same chart. Like, things would be in different places, but those places would be driven to do the same thing." Like, I think you, one of the things was, it was just the wording of it. Like, you were going to work with large masses, and I was going to work with communities or something like that. And it's like, it's the same thing.
Exactly. Just
So
yeah.
it was just worded differently for the placement of it, but we were doing the same thing. So
Right.
it was really cool.
Yeah. Man, our missions here like identical. So, is it any wonder that we end up on the same show? Why not work together? We're gonna do this.
It. Let's join forces. Let's make it happen. I love it. So very cool. Let's see. Oh, Stairway to the Stars. Let's do a shout out for that real quick.
Absolutely.
It's coming up here real fast. Vegas, baby.
2 weeks. In
Gosh.
2 weeks it starts.
It's sneaking up. It's like I keep thinking, okay, and then oh wait, that's almost here. So Tiffany will be there, I'll be there, Julia will be there, and then we've got a lot of other QHHT people that'll be there. We're doing a panel. Julia speaking. What time are you speaking?
9 a.m. on
Morning.
Saturday.
9 a.m. Saturday morning. Then we've got the panel at 6:45 Saturday evening. Sarah's doing some stuff there as well with some regression work. There's going to be a good group of us there. So if you guys are interested, come join us in Vegas. It's at the Luxor Hotel. You can find information at disclosurefest.org. So there we go.
I'm excited. The more we're getting into it. At first it was kind of this vague thing, and then now as we're making our plans and stuff, we get more into it. Now it's like, oh, this is I'm excited now. So sometimes my process is a little different. Some people, like before trips and everything, I mean, they may be months ahead of it. Aren't you excited about this? And it was like, usually the way my schedule always worked is I had stuff happening every month. And so it's like that event is several events away. So it's like I'm not ready to get excited about it yet. I'm dealing with each one as it comes, and I'm excited about each one and preparing. And so then by the time I'm there, okay, now I can emotionally invest in this. And so,
Which is
and I think it's
that's
what it is. It's the emotional investment, it's.
Probably, but we were like when we were talking about the Thailand trip, which is the next reunion slash retreat, we started talking about that before we went on the Ibiza one, and we were getting all wrapped up in Thailand. And then we're like, hey, wait, we still got to do this one over here. So it's probably best you do it that way because, we were getting all ahead of ourselves and talking about getting arrangements made and stuff. So
It can get confusing. You should see us in the office, and we're like, okay, when we had the two that we were working on at the same time, and that's going to be happening again here pretty soon as we're preparing for the one that comes up after Thailand. But right now, Thailand's the only one that we're working with. But when it was Ibiza and Thailand, oh my gosh, every one of us kept, we're thinking, we're talking about one thing, and it's like, but wait a minute, that's happening. Oh no, that's the other one. Oh, and then this part, it's like we kept constantly getting the two events, all of their things confused. Oh my
So stick to the one in front of you, right? So that one right now is Vegas. And yeah, so if that sounds like fun to you, come join us there. That's going to be a good time. There's lots of speakers here in this Disclosure Fest. So go check it out. Yeah. I know we were sitting there going, who do we want to go see? We're all
Yeah,
like,
who do I know? I know this one, this one, this one.
yeah,
That
that was. I know these people. This is fun. Yeah, so it's going to be a good time. All right, should we summons the Tiffins to see
unless you have anything. Okay, we did the any things going on. I mean, as far as like celestial, we did that. Any you did you did your lights. Okay, so anything else that happened
I
this
think we
week
talked about that before we were
before we
live.
even got on. She was lit up. She was enlightened.
Just lit up, you guys. Oh, let's make that metaphorical, right? So, coming back from Ibiza, you can't come back from something like that and not feel the changes happening.
Right.
And I have been like everyone else. I was telling these guys in Ibiza, I was like, oh, I hate leaving these things because then I get sad because I miss everybody. I have it this time. I am still buzzing from Ibiza. It's like, this has been an incredible ride.
Off the charts.
it was amazing. And so anyways, I was telling them before we went live that there was a light bulb out in the front of the house where the street lights, right, or the garage lights right on the front. And so I went to put a new bulb in and saw it was all corroded inside. So so only one of the lights of the two garage lights were working. So I ordered some new ones and we got those installed. And so now we have some new lights out. But the cool thing about that is, like, there's a part of me that's like, okay, I'm done. I did that part. Now that's going to fade out and something new is coming in. You can feel the changes happening, right? And there's just so much energy around something shifting. And I think it's planetary. It's not even just like it's mine. This is a planetary thing. It's shifting right now. And so, you know, out with the old fixtures, out with the old idea of light and in with some new ideas. Yeah. And so, you know, if you want to make it metaphorical, I feel like that's what I'm doing is like, okay, I'm looking at some old constructs. And that's what, you know, people say, you should write a book. I'm like, every time I get started on something like that, then my mind changes about it before I get too far into it. And I'm like, nope, it's not like that. That's wrong. It's like this now. Da-da-da-da-da. And it does complicate things because as you start thinking about stuff, like, what do I want to write about? And then I'll start writing about it. And then my whole perspective of it changes. So then everything I wrote doesn't work anymore. So it's kind of like that. My perspectives are changing. My outlook on things are changing. And here I am changing out these light fixtures, you know, and putting and adding lights. By the way, I got some solar panel lights, little lights to light up the sidewalk up to, or the little pathway up to my front door. So I'm adding lights to it. I'm putting new lights in it.
Lighten up.
I lighten up. So yeah, so that was my journey in the last couple of days. Is first I was just going to be a responsible homeowner and put new bulbs in. So nobody tripped trying to get up my driveway because I may have an Amazon delivery addiction. I might. It's like, I don't have to go to the store. I can just order it right here. I'm okay with that. So I want to make sure that they can see where they're stepping. So, yeah. But anyway,
there's something there too, though. See, that's how we manifest. We don't have to go out and go get it. We just order it and it comes to us.
It comes right to my door.
So yes, let's light up the path. Let it come easily.
Yeah, it's just coming right to my door easily, effortlessly, with no harm.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. What about you? What did you do this week?
No, this was a you question, not...
Yeah, I have this hair. You guys want to know why I keep doing this? There's one hair that keeps tickling my face and I can't find it. So here, let's just see if we can get them all out of the way. Let's hope that fixed it. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. No, otherwise, yeah, just, well, like the last day or so, it's been Vegas, you know, working on that and getting everything right for that stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. If you asked me about anything before 2 minutes ago, I don't know. I'm just, maybe that's just, present, you know, I'm just present. I'm in the now and I just don't remember.
That's been a really big message. That was one of the messages that came in this week through just doing my channel stuff is it's really important to be present with what's happening right now. We get caught up in wanting to change everything and the wanting and the needing and all of that.
Yeah.
And it's important to be present right now, be in joy right now, be in love right now, be in everything you're wanting, be in it right now in the situation you're already in. That's how you change it.
Yeah. And that's how
that's the short version
of what you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh boy, they're yelling. Yeah. Stop dwelling. Who's doing this? Stop dwelling in the past. I mean, it's yelling. What? Who is doing that? You don't. I'm not. You don't have to raise your hand, but that's for somebody. They're like, stop. You gotta let it go. Let it go. You don't need to hold on to it. It does not. Well, they're saying it does not help you one bit at all, one iota. I mean, they're like, let it go, let it go, let it go. I mean, it just. They're boy, it's adamant.
Yeah.
Okay. So there
There's
you go. Wear that
really
price too.
some beautiful things coming for all of us. Let's become that energetic match to it so it can find us. You know, it's just really that important and that simple. But we do have to forgive
Yes,
or
and you said
go.
something very important there. It's a match. It's a frequency match. And as long as you're here and you're like, I want this, I want this. So you're reaching out for it. And like I said, we don't have to go anywhere to get it. It comes to us when we are matching the frequency. So it's just a matter of us being in the same frequency as that of what we desire, you
Yeah.
know? And I've heard, I remember, oh gosh, I can hear her voice.
That was that's the voice.
Abraham Hicks. I can hear her saying the
Sorry.
vibrational match of that of which I can hear the accent and everything. The
Yeah.
vibrational match of that you want or something like that. The way
Yeah.
she word things.
Become that vibrational match to the desire. Yeah.
Yes,
That's
and
Jason an Abraham.
yes, and that's exactly it. You know, and that's. It will never, as long if it's not there with you, this is whoever this is going to, probably all of us, but there's somebody specifically that is really needing to know this. If you're just like, oh, it's just always out of my reach, it's always there, it means you aren't the match for it yet. It's you aren't ready yet. And not meaning that you can never have it, it just means you do more work with you, lighten up, become the frequency that is that. And the way you do that is imagine yourself already. Having whatever it is, because you will notice that your vibration shifts when you have it, because that it has to match in order for you to have it. So if you can imagine in full detail what it would be like to have X, Y, or Z, you know, whatever, and just imagine your life, imagine a scene where it, whatever that's happening, and that will show you who you are, the frequency that you are at that point, and when you totally are in it. And then you keep your vibration there. You will come back to where you are currently, but you know that this has to be because you have felt it. You know it. And then you, anytime you need to, if you start doubting, just go back and visit that scene again, that frequency, that feeling, that vibration, and that will pull that. That's what pulls it to you. It can't come if it's not matching. It just can't. That's like a law of the universe, you know, it only like attracts like. That's that
Follow your helpers, your little councils, your angels, however you identify with the troop, the team that's here to help you. They're helping you along the way. You ask for something. It's not like, I mean, sometimes we can get instant manifestation. So I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but they're going to show you how to get to that level of frequency so you can attract into your life that thing that you just requested. So usually there's a little journey with it. You know, it's like, oh, I want to get this house on a hill. And it's like, but my mindset is that I can't afford it. So then things will start happening to shift your mindset to get you in alignment with it and to show you can have it. And it'll help you create it in whatever way works for you. Like some people, they just end up creating the money. Other people will end up creating a dynamic circumstance that gets them into this kind of home,
Don't try to
whatever it is.
anticipate what it will be, that how it happens. Don't even go
Yeah.
there, because it then just let it the magic happen, because it might be somebody gifts you something. I don't know, and that's not beyond the realm of possibility, you know.
Right.
Just so you just put it out there. This is what I see for myself. I feel it. I know it. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it will.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Now, Tiffany,
It was nice having
us constantly trying to, we're picking up on what maybe is in there.
Maybe. All right, Tiffany. Oh,
You
there's
have
a
it. Hello. To circle back to eclipse talk,
Okay.
So someone mentioned that this eclipse is intense with Mars conjunct Sun opposing Uranus in Taurus. And also Mercury, which is your communication, is also opposing Uranus. So you're going to have internet and disruption. So that could be the reason behind the issues.
There we go. That could very well be it.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you for that. Yes.
Perfect. Love the audience. You guys are
knowledgeable. So through this, do we just breathe then? I mean, we know this is okay. This is what's happening. We just go, okay, that's probably what it is. We don't get caught up in it. We don't get all upset and I'm nervous. We just go. I mean, what we did this morning, we went to Instagram. We just stopped Facebook. We went to Instagram. You know, you just kind of go a different way. Yeah. Not sure what we would have done if we would have continued having problems there, but
well, if you're gonna, yeah,
we would have just gone to lunch probably.
Yeah, it's like, well, there's not a lot you can do, and it's okay to just surrender to that and be all right.
Yeah.
So that's
I good. Think the big thing there is don't try to control it.
Right. And I think knowledge is power, because, you know, had you had that information earlier, you would have went, oh, that's what it is. Do we want to try something else instead of continuing to try to make that work?
I think we restarted it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. So then surrender happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. I do like it when we know when these things are happening, and then it can be a little easier. Like when I know we're in those kind of energies and the traffic is crazy, instead of getting frustrated with everyone, I can just be like, this is just what it's going to be. Let's just drive home in this, and you have patience. And then I try to send that out to everyone else too. It's just no patience, everyone.
Well, exactly. What I find is when I shift my attitude to something like that, everything smooths out and it all rolls now. It's not met with resistance everywhere I go.
Yeah.
It's just,
because it's all mirroring to you. So if you're no longer in the chaos, then the chaos will go bother someone else that is. And you get to be in the bubble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There is a bubble. I'm always feeling, I'm always saying, I'm in my bubble. I'm just in my bubble. There is a bubble.
She became the energetic match to peace and calm. The bubble. That's funny. All right, Tiffins.
This is a fun one.
Okay.
Halloween is coming up, as you know. It's known to be when the veil is the thinnest. Do you guys have any cool, interesting, relevant info about Halloween?
I feel like that's a Tracy question.
Oh, I was going to say Julia.
I mean, it's one of those. That that just feels like a you.
Well, you know, it is the All Souls Eve, or, you know, the veil's the thinnest. We're supposed to be able to have these communications. So I'm actually going to a funeral tomorrow, which is interesting to me at how close it is to All Souls Eve and that veil being thin. Mm-hmm. It's, for me, I do the mediumship, so that I don't know if I'm the one to answer that, but if you guys have loved ones on the other side, this would be a great time for you to ask them for signs. It's a great time for you to just have a conversation and see if you feel like you're getting those answers. Bring that kind of energy in and just see what happens with it for you. Set some good intentions and stay in a high vibration with it, because, you know, you're attracting what? Your vibrational match. So
that's why.
In a high vibration, and send some love out to your loved ones and see what comes back, how you feel about it. If you feel like you can sense them. I know with my grandfather on my mom's side, he was a smoker. And so sometimes I'll be driving along and all of a sudden it's like, why can I smell cigarette smoke in my car? And I know it's him. I have an aunt that was my godmother that has passed, and she sends me yellow flowers. So, you know, ask him for something and they're going to start sending them. This would be a beautiful time to just recognize them and have communication, ask them to show that they're around. They're going to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, more and more, I mean, all the time, one of the messages that we get, it's like, we think, oh, they're not connecting, they're not even trying or whatever. And it's us, we're the ones with the wall or whatever. They're always there and available and ready to contact, ready to connect. It's just if we are open to it or not and allowing. So
Yeah.
I think this would be great. It could
I mean,
very well be that the veil is thinner. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I wouldn't doubt it, you know, that there is something. I mean, this whole celebration around this, and that comes from you know, the ancient, so many of these holidays, those things that we do, you know, they come from actual things back there, and that were done by those that honored nature and understood it and understood these things. And then, you know, some of the factors that came in decided to, oh, let's shape these into something else so we can use them. And so that might get like all the evil spirits and things like that, you know. And it's like, it's back again. It's just, it probably is the time that you can connect very easily.
I'm going to play with you guys a little bit. So I'm going to pick a virtual background. And then when I move, you see I start fading, right? I disappear a little bit. And that's what our loved ones do. They just kind of go into a different dimension. They don't have that body anymore, right? So this one didn't fade me out as much as some of the other ones do. But when you move your arms around, it kind of fades you
Yeah,
out.
army is becoming complete.
Yeah, but you get the point of what I'm saying. You know, that's kind of what happens. We're not in the physical shell anymore, but we're just around, we're just right there, you know.
This is
So,
another dimension, and the dimensions are. And that's where that when that veil thins, we're able to see into the other dimensions easier. And so that's where then we can see, we can hear, we can connect much, much more easily.
absolutely. I think
But
that
in
was a
general,
brilliant
we're
answer.
doing that.
High five.
Yeah, in general, we're doing that. You know, we don't even need a special day. We're doing the veil's thinning, period. You know, so
It
that.
absolutely, you can do this 365 days. Do it.
Yeah.
All
Absolutely.
right. Ding dong.
Man, you're just banging them out real quick. Just kidding. So, this question says, Dolores spoke about when we are faced with a decision and we can go one way or another way, then the decision that we don't choose is existing in another timeline. It's tricky to understand. Okay.
Sure. And it's not really meant for you. That's just showing you all the different possibilities and probabilities of your life. And that every time, you know, when you make especially major decisions, you know, like you have forks in the road, I can go this way, I can go this way. Those are major ones that wherever you know, that you invest time in both of them trying to decide which one to go. Well, see, that's a timeline that's created. Now then you choose one. Well, the other one is still moving, it's still there. And if you were to start changing the way you think, you can actually pop back over to that other one. But that's not really what this is about. That's just there, and it can be done. But what our life is really about is picking one of these, and you're investing your time and energy in that one. And that's why you're conscious of it. You know, you could pop back and forth, but boy, that would feel like that's an
You're
energetic.
on the highest timeline, I'll say that. If you do a QHHT session and you had a major decision, you're always doing that. I wonder what if, what if I would have made that other choice? What if I would have made that other, you know, married that other person? What if? If you have a QHHT session, make that one of your questions. Your higher self will show you're on the best timeline.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. They're always saying, and it, one of the things we say at the end of a session is, you know, you this is the one you're focused on. All these others are possibilities out here, but there's a reason that you're focused and consciously connected to this one. Like I said, that's a great reason right there, is it's the highest one for you. It's the highest level for you. So that's the one you're focused on. You could spend time on the others, but what's the point? This is the one you chose.
Yeah, it's a quantum field. That's why Dolores talks about the quantum of it all. It is a quantum field where here I'm faced with a decision and I'm looking at 20 different directions I could take that. If let's just simplify it, three different directions. So there's three different potential timelines that are starting to form there for me. And then when I anchor in on which one I'm going to do, that's why you can't make a wrong decision. And I say this to people all the time, you cannot make a wrong decision. Whatever you choose, you're going to have an experience. So you're looking at three different choices and you're sitting there going, I don't know, which one should I do? Three different jobs, which one should I take? Take the one that makes you feel the happiest, regardless of what the pay and the benefits and all that is, which one brings you, makes you the most happy when you're looking at it, and take that one, because you're going to create the experiences. Yeah, you're going to create experiences with it. So why not create the ones that are bringing you the most joy? So anyways, yeah, you've got potentials all the time. And then as you make a focused decision, the other ones maybe die down. Or if they're major decisions, you may have played them out in alternate timelines. You may play them all out. And then when your soul goes back to the happy place, heaven, wherever, you're going to go, oh, I did them all. Oh, okay.
Well, exactly. Because we are multidimensional, you know, so we probably are doing them all. It's just, this is the one, it's just always come back to, this is the one that you're consciously aware of. So yeah. There's a reason.
Focus on it.
Yes. Focus on it.
And the version of you that played out the other one was consciously aware of it and played that out. And you get to know all about it one day when you're no longer in this body.
Later.
You get to know about all of them. It's going to be so exciting, right?
It all makes sense later.
Later. It'll be there later.
Later, yeah. This is inside joke here. Any QHHP people will understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. You're a practitioner. You know what we just did. Okay. Yeah. All right. You want to ding dong the girl?
The girl? I thought that I meant more to you than that, Tracy.
My girl, my daughter, my...
Oh, thank you. Oh, you mean you're number one, right? Because you started adopting a lot of daughters. Ooh. So I just need there to start being a lineup of...
An order of a priority.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone else...
So that's the next question. This individual is asking, what does dreams of people, I'll throw in animals, you know, who passed mean?
Okay.
Yeah, dreams are interesting. And Tracy does a lot more of the dream stuff, dream interpretation, everything. But
dreams
in general, they're reflections, they're parts of you is a lot of it.
Parts of you. So when you get to a dream of a loved one or an animal that has passed, the way to tell if it's a dream or a visit would be how real it felt. Mm-hmm. If it feels like, oh my God, I feel like I was literally sitting there talking to grandpa or playing with my dog or whatever, then that's a visit. Right. If it's a dream where, oh, in that dream, grandpa was driving a car and... the dog was sitting in the back seat and we were heading down this windy road and then there was potholes and there was things and stuff. Then you're having a dream that you need to interpret because they're all representing different parts of you. What did grandpa mean to you? What did the dog mean to you? Of course, the windy road's going to be your path. The potholes would be, are you going through a rough patch? You know? So that would be the difference. If it's a visit, it's going to be surreal. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, the carpet was this amazing color and the textures. And I mean, like I have dreams, you saying, asking that question, Tiffany, brings back dreams that I know were visits where I know I sat on a green couch. It was a couch that my grandparents had and it was kind of a rough texture. I was a kid. I can smell the smells of their house. And I got messages in a dream where I was sitting on that couch getting messages, and all of those messages came true, by the way. That was the dream where I sat on the couch. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Sylvia Brown. She was in the dream. She sits on the couch with me and she says, you want to know something? And I said, yeah, I want to know how many kids I'm going to have. And this is a way back, right? And she said, well, you already know you're going to have three boys. And I did. I had three boys. By the time the third one came, I was like, that is just crazy. And that always stuck with me. Like I could really give you details of that dream to this day. So that's a visit. Okay. Mm-hmm. A dream. over time you might fade. Like, mm-hmm. I know I've had dreams with grandpa and grandma in them where it's like, I know I had them. I can't really remember what happened, that kind of thing. But dreams are fun to interpret. If you guys haven't done that, get a good dream book. I know I probably have one sitting around here. I like to recommend the Betty Bethard's The Dream Book. It's small, but the symbology in them has really been accurate for me. And then, you know, once you get, it's kind of like angel numbers. Once you get familiar with it, then you're going to have some dreams that use these symbologies so that you can go look them up. So yeah, find a dream book that resonates with you and play with.
Yeah, it's like it's like a translation. It's there, and your mind is going to take what it sees there and use it.
Yeah,
because it's like, okay, you want to use these interpretations? Okay, let's use these, and then they'll because I did that one time. I may have already talked about this before years ago. I was editing a dream dictionary.
For
publication. Yeah. And they were different things in there I'd never heard of and everything. It was like, oh, this is interesting. And what I noticed is I started having dreams with these symbols. And then I'd look them up. I was like, oh my gosh, that makes sense and stuff. And that's when I realized, oh, it's just going, okay, we're going to use what you have handy here to communicate with you.
Yeah.
So you could write whatever you wanted to, you know, okay, this is going to mean this. This is going to mean this. This will mean this. You can write your own thing and it'll use that to communicate.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That goes for anything, really.
Anything.
Yeah.
And what you're talking about, that's what I had heard. You may have been the one that said it was, if you still remember it long after it happened, the dream, whatever, then it was a visitation. It was a visit. But the dreams, they fade. The ones that, you know, they don't stay. You might remember little wisps of them, but not the whole details like what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. All right. Do we want to ding dong again?
Do clients ever see future lives?
Yes.
Absolutely. That was easy.
Yes.
Future parallel. Alternate worlds.
Ever necessary and appropriate. Yeah, it's all over the thing. And sometimes they're futuristic lives to know if they're the future. And if sometimes it's a future of their current life. They might see that. Most of the times it's futuristic lives. So it's like in another, you know, it's a timeline that's in the future or seems future just because of what's being seen there. We get a sense of time, but usually that's not. It's hard to say, you know, because something could be in another dimension or another planet, and it seems like it's futuristic. It may not be in the future, but it's futuristic. So who knows? That's where the higher self will come in and tell you. But
I did have one that was future of this current life, where they were in their backyard, and he goes, oh. And he literally, oh, this is the future because that tree we just planted and now it's really big. And it was really cool to have him do that.
Yeah. And if that happens,
I have my Halloween kitty visiting me.
Aww.
I guess that was the end of that.
That was it.
Don't hold me. I was doing my own terms.
Mm-hmm. But if they do take you into the future of the current life, there's a very specific reason. Maybe that was some of the questions you want to know, maybe something. Maybe a way you were questioning something or wondering about something. And so it might show you this is the road. And a lot of times they'll show you potentials, you know, this is where this can be going. And then it's like, couldn't it really? And that's, if it shows you it, see, like I said a while ago, you can have whatever you want. And so imagine whatever it is you want, you imagine it and you feel it and you see it. So it could be that something it's wondering about. And if they show it to you, then it's real. It actually can be. That is one of your potentials, is to have that happen. And so that's where, if you are seeing that, there's a very real reason for it.
Absolutely. I love it. All right. I'm being distracted by the cat in the room now. Getting into things.
Last week it was Luna in the curtain.
Yeah. The new space gives a little more roaming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, evidence of the roaming animals. But yeah, he was over here on my foot and I'm like, don't bite my toes. Yeah, all the things were going on. I was overstimulated for a moment there, like All
Okay.
right, Tiffins, what's next?
Well, we can go home. I mean, there's no more questions. So we're done
Oh,
here. You guys did
all
such a
right.
great job.
Wow, we really cleaned that up
High
fast.
five. High five to you guys.
Oh, and whatever version, I don't know what side you're on in the, yeah, we'll just we got it. Good. All right, so now we got to make things up.
Yep.
Okay, so what do we
Does
want to talk
anybody
about?
claim whatever it was that we were picking up on in the beginning?
Remind me what
Someone
we
did
already.
say that's for me. That was a long time
Okay.
ago. Okay,
Oh,
good. All right.
okay. Numbers. They've been seeing numbers 11, 11, 222, 333. I'm catching that on the corner of my eye. Numbers are another one that I tell you to play with because it opens the doors. Find an angel number website. There's some good ones out there. It opens the doors for you to communicate with the other realms. And you can see numbers and they'll give you messages.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting your attention. That's the whole goal of it, is to get your attention from whatever, either you're going through something and you just need to know, like I always say, it's like a hug from the other side, from the spirit side. It's saying we got your back, whatever. But more than anything, it makes me stop for a second. When I see it, it's like, oh, you got my attention. So it's letting go of whatever was all the chaos or whatever was craziness was going on in my head, and it reminds me, this is, this is all, everything's fine. It's whatever. So there's just know that they're always on our side, and they're always with us. So that's what it means to me when I see it. And
Yeah.
then you get specific meanings by looking these things up, and but it
Yep.
all comes down to you're never alone, and
You're
they're
never
trying
alone.
to
And
communicate.
when you guys are in this and you're looking at things, maybe you play with Oracle cards as I got my stack of them over here. Maybe you do the angel numbers and stuff. Just remember, if it's coming from your team, your high vibrational team, they're not going to give you any fear-based information. They will not. So if you're getting fear-based information, clear the energy around it, try again, because it's just not going to come in a lower frequency like that. They want to support you and love you. And the last thing they want to do is have you be afraid of something. That's defeating the purpose of raising that vibration up, right? So,
Right.
but
Yeah.
just FYI, no fear-based energies.
And I don't know that I'm being reminded. I was watching something right before we started, and it was an interview with this woman who had a near-death experience, and like back in the 90s. But she's talking about all the things that happened, and it was just so cool because it's everything that we talk about constantly, and for her, from her perspective, and all the different ones that she met and things like that. And she had Jesus come in, and she had Archangel Michael come in, and it was so funny because she made this comment. This is what the part that came in just now that was so funny. So maybe it's for somebody, I don't know, but it's something we have said before, and we encounter it a lot in our classes when people are first being introduced to this. But she was like, people think Michael is all loving, and said, but he's not. He's very firm. And he was telling me, wake up. It's time to wake up. I'm like, get moving. I'm like, we've heard that many times. The guidance
You know,
team is,
that is loving because he doesn't want to be stuck
it
anymore. He's just like, I'm not gonna be like,
is loving. Gonna move on.
come on, honey,
Yeah. It's like,
come on.
oh, I
No,
love you.
it's
No, it's,
loving.
get going. You got something to do. And
Yeah.
that's what we get sometimes. We get that loving nudge. Go.
It's like that meme where it's like me, and then they show a foot in your butt kicking you off the mountain and spirit.
Yeah.
Kicking out
I've had the
off that
spiritual
ledge.
butt kick.
Yep.
And the 2x4, 10x6, what do you want to call me? That's love. I mean, oh, that's not love, that's abuse. Well, no, it's firm love. It's getting us moving. We agreed to this. I don't know if somebody's wondering this, so this is where it's coming from.
Yep.
We agreed to this when we came in. We knew that we would might have difficulty. We might forget. We knew that that was part of what happens here. And so we set up a communication. It's like with our team and everything, it's like, look, if I forget and I'm off course, whatever, one, we have our body messages that we send ourselves, that our team sends us. But also it's like, get me back on track. And that's what that's part of. It's
Yeah.
get me where I'm supposed to be going. You're my guides. make sure I do what I'm supposed to be doing, because I, from what you say, I'm going to get off course. Probably I'm going to get lost. I'm going to get scared. I'm going to get whatever. And so, and that's what they're there to help us. And they, you know, so they, this is constantly their role, but also they're there, you know, it's there to help us when we ask too. So don't forget that you have a team ready to help.
Yeah. They're going to get you there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we have any questions or shall we keep chatting?
We do.
Oh, good.
This is kind of fun. I'd like to see you guys twist this, not twist. I don't know the words I want. Okay. What is the best way to explain the quantum field, metaphysics, manifesting, and all that good stuff to a 5-year-old child?
Oh, 5-year-old child would get it easier than we do.
Yeah. how would I get a 5-year-old child to understand that manifesting in quantum fields?
Yeah, I don't know that I would even have to say it's a quantum field. It's just,
well, yeah. Just close your eyes and think about the thing you want and hold that in your heart and then put it out like a wish. That's how I'd tell a 5-year-old to do it.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have any problem at all being excited and knowing things can happen. They have the beautiful imagination and they just know they can fly. They know they can do these things. And that's that part of them that's connecting to. So they're already in the quantum field. I mean, we're all in it, but they're already working in it. So,
here's how we turn that around. Ask the 5-year-old how to do it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. How can we do this? Because they'll have an answer because they're in it. They're not out of it yet. They're not forgetting it yet.
I remember, my kids would have this excellent, answers to questions like that. Like, what happens when you die? And then they tell you some extraordinary things. Mm-hmm. It's like, ooh, that sounds neat. Like my youngest one, when he was, I think, around 5 or 6, and he come up to me, he says, "I know what happens when you die, Mom." And I said, "Oh, what's that?" And he goes, "It's just God waking you up from a sleep."
I love it.
So,
yeah, so beautiful.
Yeah, I love the 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But the kids already know what to do. So just, let's learn from them. And just, it's in that youthfulness, it's in that wonderment. See, that's where that field is. That's where all that's happening. So if we need to become like little children.
Absolutely. Childlike wonderment gets said for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I know we're heading into the final couple minutes here. What would you like to tell people about what's coming up, or if they want to be a practitioner, what do they do? If they want to find one, what do they do? If they want to go to a retreat, what do they do?
Go to QHHTofficial.com. Everything that she just said, it's all there. Go to find a practitioner to find someone if you want to have a session, and you can look for people in the area that you're willing to travel to. Find someone that resonates with you. And Tracy's in the Oregon area, and so if you want to go see her, go there. But it's just where you see who resonates with you. Do your due diligence. Trust your gut to know the person that's right for you. Look into their eyes, and you will know. Look into their eyes. I'm not going to say make contact, because Tracy got mad at me when I did that.
I wasn't the only one that got mad at you for that, by the way. I got a lot of people going, "Oh my God, Julia did that," and everyone started calling. Yeah, don't do that. Send an email. That's fine. An email contact is fine.
Make contact email.
We do have lives and families, and those phone calls, everyone agrees. You get on those phone calls. We're all healers, you guys. And you get on the phone call with us, and we love you. And then we want to help you. And two hours later, and our families don't have us. And so please don't call and just send us an email.
Save that for the session.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's
absolutely
what this is.
You'll have us 100% for your session. Mm-hmm. And we'll be there
exactly.
For you.
And so, and if you want to take the course, if you want to become a practitioner, QHHT Official, we have information on the front page. Also in the menu, you'll see information on the different courses. And then Tracy has a coupon code for you for 10% off if you would like to use that. If you like
the
to do
magic
that.
Is real. All one word. The magic is real. Get you 10% off. I do want to clarify, though, if someone has a a phone consultation on their website by all means. But
yeah. And then if you want to go to our next retreat is in Thailand, Phuket, Thailand. So excited. Yeah. And that'll be the end of January. So all the information is on our homepage. We would love to have you. That's a wonderful coming together of like-minded people. You do not have to be a practitioner to join us. Just have fun. Just come and be with
it's
us.
Fun.
QHHT official, you'll find Tracy and juliacannon.com. Yep. You'll find it.
Did we do it? We did it. We got it all in there.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, everyone. Love you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.